if you take a look during the worst of the Great Recession, Oregon lost about 100,000 non-farm payroll jobs in a seven-month span of time. And that's pretty bad. Then if you look at the COVID-19 crisis, just this April, one month alone in 2020, Oregon lost more than 250,000 jobs in one month. And so just the abruptness and the depth of that is really nothing like we've ever seen.
What kind of time frame could we be looking at, assuming that the state ever recovers back to what it was at the beginning? What kind of time frame could we be looking at here for a recovery?
I think it's really been difficult to tell, right? The economy is still following the effects of what's happening with the continuing and still unpredictable coronavirus. And so it's hard to say what's going to happen to the course of the economy, I think, without having a full understanding of what's going to happen to the course of the virus. Because remember, a lot of what's happened in the economy has been due to public health and safety measures.
In a typical recession and recovery cycle, if there is such a thing, how does the rate of sort of how the layoffs happen compare to the rate of how people are hired back?
It's one of those things that is, you know, we've seen it's varied by area and by industry. So when we went into the Great Recession and came back out of it, we saw that Oregon on the whole went from the peak employment in 2007, didn't get back to that until 2014. And in the Portland metro area, for example, that happened a whole year sooner. And so that's something that, you know, would be different by area. Right now, we're looking at this rebounding, this hiring coming back really differently among industries. We still have, you know, 168,000 fewer non-farm payroll jobs in July than we did in February. That said, you know, healthcare and social assistance has regained 2/3 of the jobs that were lost just, you know, between February and May. And similarly, retail trade has brought back about 2 out of 3 jobs. So we're seeing some industries that are bouncing back a little bit more. Leisure and hospitality, we know, has been the largest affected sector of the economy in the COVID-19 recession. It lost half of its jobs and has now brought back half of the ones that are gone. So a tremendous rebound there. And some other industries have struggled more. Manufacturing is notable in that over the last 3 months, it has lost jobs, where we've seen some of these other industries making those bounce backs.
From an economic standpoint, I mean, how do you know when you've kind of recovered? I mean, you can say, well, the number of jobs are back to where they were before, but I mean, we don't know what kind of growth would have happened had the pandemic not come along. So how do you say, you know, we're back to where we were if there was no pandemic? Or is that something we can ever even definitively say?
The way we have typically looked at it is to take a look at where were we before a recession happened, and then the, you know, the period of decline is, you know, the economic contraction. And then until you get back up to where you were at that last point, that is the period of recovery. Once you have exceeded the point where you were before the last recession started, then that's the period of expansion generally. And again, that has been different in different areas of Oregon. That's been different across different industries of Oregon. And I expect that to be true related to the pandemic and the recovery and future expansion as well. It may not be the same as it's been in the past just because the nature of this is different, but I do expect it to happen unevenly across different areas and different industries.